From the outermost reaches of the universe to the innermost planets of our solar system, this is Space, the Infinite Frontier, with your host, Chicago Cubs broadcaster Harry Carey.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. And welcome to Space, the Infinite Frontier. We've got a great show lined up for you. Joining us in the studio today, all the way from Caltech, is astrophysicist Dr. Ken Waller. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thanks so much. It's nice being here.
Now, Doctor, recently they've discovered that there might be life on one of the moons of Jupiter. Yeah. Now, that's got to be exciting for you.
Oh, yeah, Harry. We're thrilled to discover that life can theoretically exist below the surface of planets due to the heat caused by volcanic activity.
That's something else. Yeah. Hi! Let me ask, what's your favorite planet?
Well, I don't have a favorite. I find them all fascinating. They're all part of a...
Mine's the sun. Always has been. I like it because it's like the king of planets.
Well, actually, Harry, it's not a planet. It's a star.
Well, planet or star, when that thing burns out, we're all going to be dead.
Well, that's true, but it's not going to burn out for a very long time, of course.
I hope not. Hey, Doctor, have you ever seen an eclipse?
Oh, yeah, I've seen many, yes.
You know, if you stare at it head on, it'll burn your eyes out.
Well, it's not best to stare at the sun during an eclipse, you know.
But it's hard not to. I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
Because you're curious like a cat?
Yes. Hey, now, Ken, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
What?
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser. I would do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you?
I'm confused.
It's a simple question, Doctor. Would you eat the moon if it were made of ribs?
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
It's not rocket science. Just say yes and we'll move on.
Yes.
Hey! How about this mad cow disease?
What about it?
Well, it was here for a while, then it went away. Your thoughts?
Yes, it was what was in the news for a while, and then it disappeared from the news.
Good point. Jeez, I hope I never get it. Hey, what about this? If you had a choice between being the top scientist in your field or getting mad cow disease, what would it be?
Well, of course I would choose to be the top scientist in my field.
Oh, good. I was worried you'd choose mad cow.
Why would you think that?
I guess I'm just a worrier. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
I thought you said your friends called you Whiskers because you were curious as a cat.
Well, Dr. Waller, it has been a pleasure. We've covered a lot of ground, shared a few laughs. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
He's a good kid. That's all the time we have. Join us next week with our guest, Albert Einstein. What? Well, apparently Albert Einstein died 42 years ago. You know what? We'll try and get him anyway. See you next time. Cubs win.